Our question this week comes from Don, who says, every now and then there's some sediment in my glass. And I would say, well, Don, if you wouldn't always empty the bottle, you wouldn't have... No, just kidding. Anyway, Don's question, every now and then there's some sediment in my glass. Does this mean the winemaker made a mistake? It still tastes good, but was there a mistake made?
No mistakes made. In fact, the winemaker did you a favor and did not strip the heart and soul out of that wine. Red wine contains tannin. Okay, tannin, let's use that as a generic term there. It's a black hole of discussion, but let's just say it's the thing that grabs you and makes the wine feel astringent in the back of your throat. It gives the wine color, it gives the wine richness and body and depth, etc. Tannin is the unsung hero of red wine. Okay, tannin changes over time. It polymerizes, it makes long chains. When those long chains of molecules get too heavy in the wine, what do? They fall out in the form of sediment. What happens when they fall out? The wine color goes from this vibrant ruby or vibrant purple magenta to a ruby, to a red, to a brown red, to a brown, depending on how long you keep it. But what's happening is this wonderful relationship between tannin and its environment within the wine, where they just make these, they polymerize, fall out, you get a little sediment. You can avoid that by stripping through fining and filtration in the wine, but then your wine may have lost a little bit of its soul, okay? And so the greatest of wines, I'm generalizing here, but I love to make wine that's unfined and unfiltered. When you got to filter it so that the wine stays healthy on the shelf. If you see some sediment there, thank your winemaker that they did you a favor.